Okay, thank you, AGP. All right, so I call this special meeting of the Cambria Community Services District to order. Let us commence with the Pledge of Allegiance, if you'll please join me. Thank you. I pledge allegiance to the flag
Playing.
of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
God,
indivisible,
indivisible,
with
with
liberty and
liberty and
justice
justice for
for
all.
Oh, thank you. Okay, I see we have all five directors present at the moment, and also present staff are GM Weigold, finance manager and administrative manager Pam Duffield, also district clerk Leah Riedahl, and other assisting her is Haley Dotson, and in addition we have Melissa Bland. So welcome everybody, and of course our faithful counsel, Mr. Carmel, is with us this morning. Let's see, I think we just commence right to it. So I think we are ready. This is a special meeting. So at this point, we will take public comment on the agenda item. So let's see, here we are with the public. Oh, that's kind of cute. I like the display. Okay, just before we begin here, so fellow attendee, let's see, fellow panelists, one, two, three, attendees, we have six presently: Christine Heinrichs, Elizabeth Bettenhausen, Crosby and Laura Swartz, Gordon Heinrichs, Michael Calderwood, and Ryan Brorsma. And I see two people wishing to speak, so Christine Heinrichs, followed by Elizabeth Bettenhausen.
Hi, AGP. This is Haley. Can you actually stop sharing your screen so we can bring in the public? Thank you.
Very good, Haley. Okay. Yes, welcome, Christine.
Yes, good morning. Thank you. I asked the board not to proceed with this closed session meeting today. The Coastal Commission's notice of violation is important to the entire community, indeed, to the entire Central Coast, and deserves open and public airing. It raises many issues the district has long ignored to the detriment of the district, its natural resources, and its finances. Holding a closed session under the guise of pending or anticipated or existing litigation, whatever word you choose, is premature. The notice of violation states clearly that these issues can be resolved quickly and informally. The board should not entertain litigation as the first step in resolving these violations. That's an expensive, divisive, lengthy, and unnecessary path. The board's decision seems preordained. Utilities Manager Ray D'Enzo's report for Thursday's meeting shows that he has approved another will serve letter in direct opposition to the notice of violations requirements. What can the district be thinking? The public can't know unless the discussion is held in public. The Coastal Commission is not simply another agency. It is a world-class scientific and legal organization. Quote, its mission is committed to protecting and enhancing California's coast and ocean for present and future generations. It does so through careful planning, regulation of environmentally sustainable development, rigorous use of science, strong public participation, education, and effective intergovernmental coordination. Cambria's CSD should share that commitment. Embarking on litigation is also doomed to fail. The laws are clear, as is the moral imperative to preserve coastal resources. This is the district's chance to get on the right side of history. Rather than pursuing an expensive legal path, the district recently paid over $500,000 in another lawsuit. Be the heroes. Protect Cambria's water supply. Champion Cambria's environmentally significant and incidentally beautiful surroundings. Put this notice of violation on the agenda for open discussion and lead Cambria in a positive direction. decide today to comply with the notice of violation and resolve these issues without subjecting Cambria to more legal and financial drama. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ms. Heinrichs. Okay, Elizabeth Bettenhausen, followed by Gordon Heinrichs. Welcome, Ms. Bettenhausen.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. The wording of the item on the agenda today implies that the board and general manager have already decided not to comply with the stipulated actions stated on page 10 of the notice of violation. I conclude that apparently the CCSD already anticipates litigation, but that option appears in the notice of violation only when the CCSD decides not to work with the Coastal Commission in the two ways stipulated to resolve the violation. There is no indication in the notice of violation that the Coastal Commission has already decided to initiate litigation. The wording of this agenda item today provides a way for the board of directors and the general manager to discuss the notice of violation in closed session out of public hearing. You have never discussed this in public, and it is not on the agenda of the regular meeting on Thursday, the day before the first deadline in the notice. No board discussion has been reported to the public. This course of action, if happening, would be reprehensible. I am not confident that the current board and general manager understand the nature and ramifications of required protecting of coastal resources. I am not confident that you understand the nature of a notice of violation, the legal standing of the Coastal Act, and official actions by the Coastal Commission. I am not confident that you understand their responsibility in relationship to this aspect stated on page 8 of the notice. Quote, please further be advised that we believe that the CCSD's continued issuance of will serve letters in light of the water supply issues described above and including CCSD's long-term and continuing violation of the coastal development permit only exacerbates the above described CDP inconsistencies and violations, end of quotation. I strongly protest the way the general manager and the board of directors of CCSD are treating the notice of violation. I protest the way the public has been excluded from the process. The NOV is not even posted on the CCSD website. Discussion of it is only in closed session. If the board acts in closed session, it will be announced to the public at the meeting on Thursday without the substance of the options available to the public for our comment beforehand and before the vote by the board. I urge you to do what the resolution in the notice requires in two parts, one regarding issuance of will serve letters and the other regarding, quote, a water extraction and resource protection plan, end of quotation, specified in important detail on page 10 of the notice of violation. I thank you for what I hope is your careful attention to this matter and growing understanding of and commitment to your first strategic goal to improve communication with the public. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Bettenhausen. Okay, Gordon Heinrichs, followed by Michael Calderwood. Welcome, Mr. Heinrichs.
Unmute. Sorry. Good morning, President Powell. Got to unmute two places here on my computer. I am great in support of the previous comments that have been made, but I'd like to point out also that there is a even a public confirmation of this opportunity of what we should be doing by NPR radio station by an article by Rachel Showalter that had an interview with Jeannie Jones, which is the Interstate Resource Manager for the DWR. She said the number of things that make the Central Coast more vulnerable to drought is what her intentions are. She said, due to shortages, areas including Cambria on the North Coast already have moratoriums on new construction connections to water systems. And also would like to point out that some of the small coastal communities really don't have enough water to reliably serve their areas now. Jones said the San Luis County District does receive an allocation of water from the State Water Project, but state water officials announced a cut to this supply in March. And so this indicates that the public is being told that we have a moratorium. And for some reason, somebody thinks that they're able to go around this and go through the back door with these Wilson letter intents that mess up the whole system. So please stop the madness and agree with the NOV. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Heinrichs. Okay, let's see. Michael Calderwood, please. Welcome, Mr. Calderwood.
Good morning, everybody. We'd like to ask perhaps for a bit of clarification that might be helpful. My understanding of litigation, and specifically in this context, is that litigation does not necessarily mean going to court and going through extracted, protracted law suits and all of that good stuff. But litigation actually, from my readings and understanding, is triggered and was triggered by the notice from the Coastal Commission itself. That was the first step in actually beginning this process. And that, in fact, is categorized as litigation. So my view is that it's very appropriate for the people responsible for this community to get together with appropriate legal counsel and discuss and clarify and come up with strategies, which can include everything from compliance to winding up in front of a judge and anything in between. So my view, and hopefully this will be validated perhaps by Mr. Carmel, is that the litigation was triggered by the demand from the Coastal Commission. The actions you were taking is to explore that and understand what the options are from A to Z, and then to make some decisions as how to go forward. And I would anticipate that the output from those conversations would be shared with the public at the appropriate time. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Mr. Calderwood. Mr. Carmel, it seems appropriate that you might respond a little bit to what Mr. Calderwood was saying, if you would be so kind.
Yes, President Howell. Mr. Calderwood succinctly described exactly why we're here. I couldn't have done a better job. I certainly couldn't have done a better job.
Thank you, Mr. Carmel. So at this point, I believe we are ready to adjourn to closed session. Correct me if I'm mistaken here. Okay.
We actually have some written comments.
Okay. Oh, thank you for reminding me. Now, Ms. Bettenhausen did send some comment, but she read hers, so we don't need that one. Yes, so please, let's do the written comment then.
So one of the gentlemen that submitted a comment is actually here, so I'm going to have Leah bring him in to the meeting to speak. His name is Ryan.
Oh, excellent.
And then I'll read the last written comment at the end.
Thank you, Haley. Mm-hmm. Rosma.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, welcome.
Yeah, thank you. I'm actually driving a vehicle and was unavailable at this time, so that's why I had sent in a written public comment. So if you could please just read it, I would appreciate that.
No problem. That's probably a better idea. So yeah, Haley, if you'd be so good as to read Mr. Broersma's.
Okay, let me bring it up. One moment. Okay. Okay, good morning, President Howell and Board of Directors. Our family owns one of the vacant lots in Tract 1804 on which a water bill has been paid for over 20 years. As you are aware, the CCSD has a contractual obligation to provide water to all 18 lots in Tract 1804, just as it does to other existing homes in the district. There are only 8 remaining lots in Tract 1804 that have yet to be built upon. As environmentally responsible citizens and founders of a 501c3 nonprofit that provides clean drinking water in developing countries, we share a commitment to maintaining the health of local creeks and preserving water resources. That said, we believe that our water rights as existing customers are no different than those of other ratepayers, and we must be afforded the same access to this resource as all CCSD customers in this community. As existing commitments with meters in the ground, the water needs of Tract 1804 are already factored into the water requirements of the CCSD, just as they are for other ratepayers. Rather than provide an exhaustive list of the district's legal obligations to Tract 1804, we would like to request that the district work diligently with the California Coastal
Commission in the County of San Luis Obispo to provide a path forward for remaining 8 lot owners so that they may complete the construction of their homes. This would allow the district to fulfill its legal obligation. If any board members would like to review the district's contractual obligation, we have attached a copy of the Lehmert Settlement Agreement dated July 12, 1999, and related documents. Best regards, Ryan and Barbara.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And then the last written comment I have to read is from Al Hadian, and it states, the CCSD honorable board members, the CCSD utilities manager in early 2000, Mr. Robert Hamilton, in a letter dated April 16, 2001, regarding the track 1804, wrote, this letter is to confirm that the water and sewer were applicable systems have been installed. The Cambria CSD is now supplying potable water and fire protection services to lots 1 through 18 and sewer services to lots 6 through 10, track 1804. The lot owners are now being billed for these services. Mr. Hamilton essentially certified that all 18 lots in track 1804 become the CCSD official ratepayers customers as of April 16, 2001. This letter was generated as an outcome of the exhaustive years of legal and other efforts to subdivide the track 1804 to 18 lots. The county, in collaboration with the California Coastal Commission, put forward a set of comprehensive conditions for approval of this subdivision. One of the notable conditions was to secure potable water from the CCSD for each of the 18 lots before the recordation of track 1804 subdivision. Lehmert, the owner of the property at the time and the CCSD, fulfilled this condition of approval through multiple steps as follows. 1, settlement agreement dated July 12, 1999. The CCSD was to install operable potable water connection to each lot and treat each lot owners the same as any other district customers. 2, the CCSD ordinance 02-2000, adopted on October 23, 2000, recognizes the entire 18 lots in track 1804 as the CCSD non-active service commitments or parcels with already installed grandfathered meters. 3, the CCSD moratorium as of November 15, 2001, exempting all the CCSD water commitments existing as of November 15, 2001 from the moratorium. 4, the County 2007 LCP amendment that was certified by the California Coastal Commission in support of the CCSD moratorium, honoring all its exemptions, such as the CCSD water commitments existing as of November 15, 2001, from new development in Cambria. 5, 10 of the 18 lots in track 1804 have been developed starting right after the certification of the 2007 LCP amendment in 2018. There are 8 undeveloped lots remaining in track 1804 today. Therefore, the potable water connection for all lots in track 1804 was installed legally long before the moratorium. The CCSD shall be firm and in full support of all 18 lots of vested water rights in track 1804, inclusive of 8 remaining undeveloped lots. The CCSD shall uphold the rule of law and treat all 18 lot owners in track 1804 the same as any other district customers as required by law, as well as the settlement agreement of July 12, 1999. Thank you for understanding and support of your customers in track 1804, Al Hadian. And let me just double check my email to make sure we have no other written comments to read.
Thank you, Haley.
And we do not.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Haley.
You're welcome.
Having completed the public comment period, we are now ready to adjourn to closed session. So let me see. And let's see, when we come back from closed session, that report will be at our regular meeting, Mr. Carmel, is that true? Okay, so people don't need to hang around today. Okay, so I think we're ready to adjourn to closed session, folks. So you'll need to come back in with your special link for the closed session. Yes. So see you in a minute or two.